Perfect.
And
Hi,
we're now
everyone.
live.
Thanks, Camille. Hi, everybody. I'm just going to go ahead and call our contract committee meeting to order and just going to run through our list here for our roll call. I'm here. Susan Cox.
Here.
And Michelle, it looks like she's connecting as we speak, but is still muted, at least for the moment. I'm buying her some time here. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. We're having some serious technical problems here.
Okay. Well, keep us in the loop. If you need some help getting back on here and there, we'll keep an eye out for you.
Okay.
Perfect. I don't have any comments as the chair at this time, so we'll just jump right into our agenda. And looks like our contract is for Camp Creek Electric for review. And it looks like Randy is going to be our presenter.
And there she is.
Hey, sorry, it just kind of cut out when I was joining as a panelist.
No problem. Thanks for joining us, Randy.
Yeah. So are you guys all there? Yeah. Michelle and Susan, I haven't met either of you yet. I've met Emily before, but my name is Randy. And I'm a project manager in the facilities department. And I'm here to ask the contract committee for a recommendation of approval for a new contract with Camp Creek Electric to upgrade our lighting along the Franklin and Gateway MX corridors. They're currently fluorescent. We want to upgrade them to LED. So as you are aware, all contracts exceeding the $249,999 limit have to go to the board for approval. And this contract value is for $453,000. The project was advertised for an invitation for bid, which allowed for a competitive bid. Camp Creek Electric was the only contractor that ended up bidding on the project. LTD reached out to several other contractors that we thought would have bid on the project to find out why they did not. And we received several different responses. One of the contractors was booked out and they wouldn't be able to meet the timeline that we have determined due to funding. Another contractor wasn't able to find a sub to help him out with it. And then the last contractor was a general contractor. So they thought it was in LTD's best interest to just hire an electrician directly instead of having a middleman there. This project will highlight LTD's strategic business plan in three different categories as it focuses on sustainability, customer satisfaction, and financial health of the district. I probably don't need to go into too much detail regarding how LED lighting promotes sustainability, as it's been around for a while and is highly marketed. But as you guys know, LED lighting uses significantly less energy than traditional fluorescent lighting. It has a longer lifespan, which will result in a significant reduction in maintenance and replacement costs for LTD. And LED lights also have a brighter shine, which creates more visibility at the platform, providing a safer area for the passengers waiting there. Both the Franklin corridor opened for revenue service in 2007 and our Gateway corridor opened for revenue service in 2011. At our oldest corridor, the Franklin corridor, the light fixtures there, they're obsolete. So when there's a failure, we have to purchase individual electronic components to rebuild the fixtures. So as you can imagine, this is extremely time intensive and costly. Along both the Franklin and Gateway MX corridors, the ballasts and lamps are difficult to service as they're on the platform ceilings. The LED light fixtures that we are proposing to install on Franklin Gateway have remote drivers that will be installed at ground level in the electrical cabinets, which make them a lot safer to service. Upgrading the lighting along Franklin and Gateway will be consistent with our most recent West Eugene MX corridor, which was put into revenue service in 2017. As well as the newly rebuilt McVeigh stations, which were put into revenue service in 2019. In total, 28 MX stations will receive this upgrade. There are four stations, though, along Franklin that we do not plan to upgrade, and that's because the city of Springfield is going through the new Franklin Boulevard project. So both the Glenwood and Lexington stations are planned to be demolished within the next couple of years, so it doesn't really make sense for us to spend the money on those stations right now. We do have a couple alternatives for this contract. It can simply be denied, and LTD can continue utilizing the existing fluorescent lighting. This would require LTD to hire an electrician to replace lights that have already failed in the system and to continue replacing lights as they fail. Another alternative is to deny approval of the contract and put the project back out for bid to try and obtain more bids. We will be utilizing Oregon lottery bonds to pay for this project, which are set to expire in April of 2022. So that's not very far away. So that means we would have to find a new funding source and would push the project out a year or two until we identify new funding. So in summary, this is an excellent opportunity for LTD to continue to improve on sustainable lighting throughout the district, reduce maintenance and operating costs, and create a safer, consistent riding experience for the passengers. Do you guys have any questions? Sorry, that was a mouthful.
Thank you, Randy. It was really helpful to be reminded of the timeline for those lottery dollars and also calling out why some of those stations weren't going to get upgraded. So thanks for covering both of those things. Michelle, I see you're not muted. Do you have a question?
I don't think so. I think that Randy's introduction to this was good and helpful, and I don't think I have anything to add or question.
Okay. How about you, Susan? Okay, perfect. Well, my only question, so far only, we'll see. Randy, I was wondering, do we have any way to track sort of our break even on this? Because it is kind of an expensive project in the scheme of things for lighting. I just imagine our community is going to say, gosh, that's a lot of money for lights. But we know that that's a, cost savings over time. Do you have any idea what that savings might look like over like a certain period of time or how long it might take to break even? I know you're not, a ballpark.
I don't yet. And that's because I'm still working with the city of Springfield because they do offer a lot of incentives and rebates for the lighting. So once I get that worked out and find out what incentives we'll have, we can share that information.
Oh, that's awesome. So we're looking at other, opportunities for savings or cost sharing, et cetera. That's great. Right. Thank you. You guys all do really good work. So we appreciate all these things that you're doing behind the scenes that don't always make it in front of the committees. I think that all sounds really good. If anybody, wants to make a motion or has additional questions, please feel free.
I'd unmute there again. I move to forward contract number 2021-47 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
I'll second it.
All right. We have a first motion by Michelle and a second by Susan. Any discussion? Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call vote. So, Michelle?
Aye.
Susan? Thank you. That's sufficient. And Emily, I say aye as well. So that motion passes. I don't see anything additional on our agenda at this time, but if anybody has general questions that they'd like to ask or anything else on the radar for the contract committee, now's a great time to do that because we are going to get about 50 minutes of your day back.
It's always good to get a little extra time in your day, right?
It is.
I just want to say thank you for staff coming in front of us and giving us such helpful information to help us make these decisions and being so willing to answer our questions when we're not quite sure what we're looking at.
Yep, that's perfect. Well said, Michelle. I always just wonder, and Randy, this is maybe just for you and Colina, just in general, I always get concerned that we aren't getting more bids because it seems like that's, a recurring theme that we've heard is just not being cautious that we're not getting sole sources, but they are competitive bids, even if we're not getting multiple bids. So I continue to be a little bit challenged by that, but I think I've already shared that. So just to repeat for the record, I suppose. Okay, well, I won't keep you guys. So if there's anything else that comes up, shoot us an email and we'll bring it back on the agenda. Otherwise, I'm going to adjourn this meeting.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.